What's up? It's Sarah Christie with iHeartRadio catching up with Rev. What a pleasure it is to meet you and talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Likewise, I'm super happy to be here.
So what a year you've had. There is lots to be celebrating, which we're going to get into, but I kind of want to start, like we've never met before. Where does your story with music begin?
Oh my goodness. Well, it all began in Montreal. I remember, like, I've loved music for as long as I can remember. I grew up in an extremely musical household. My mom and dad were both obsessed with different genres, but still with music. And there was always instruments lying around the house. And I just kind of took them up because I just felt this pull towards them. And the first instrument that really pulled me to it was the piano. So I used to drag my Fisher-Price little like xylophone down to like the big upright in our house. And that's when I really, like, I started like sounding it out and trying to match the xylophone keys with like the upright keys. And I taught myself how to play piano when, I was about 6 or 7 years old, and it was my creative outlet. I was never much into sports. I wasn't that great in school, if we're being honest. But music was the thing that pulled me the most to it. And it just started from there, and it just never quit.
I love that. So do you remember like the first song you ever wrote, or maybe even the first song you performed live?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I remember the first song I ever wrote. I was a very angry 6 year old. It was a song called "I'm Just Alone Up in My Room. I Can't Take It Anymore."
You wrote that at 6 years old?
Yes, I did. It was a bit dark, but it's okay. But so it was about being a lonely kid who was often bullied for the big gap that I used to have in my teeth, which was not very nice. But yes, that was the first song I ever wrote. And I remember, what was the first song I ever performed? It was definitely at one of those recitals for music school at the Holiday Inn. Probably "I Have Nothing" by Whitney Houston.
Oh, holy, that's a big song. Amazing.
Thank you. I grew up loving, my mom loved her so much and still does. We still do. But I was obsessed, and I would just sing it all day, every day in the house. And it's what I wanted to perform. And they were like, okay, go for it.
I feel like "I'm Alone Up in My Room" would actually be fitting with the trend of like pop punk right now. And you do hear a little like sass in your songs now. I mean, Control Alt Delete, like that is totally about like, no, I'm good, right? So let's talk about Control Alt Delete, which you released earlier this year, is now everywhere. It's over 1 million streams. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Now, what's really cool about this song is your friends were heavily involved in the process of this song. Can you talk about like how involved were they? Where do we see your friends or maybe hear your friends?
Okay, so basically the song started. So I work a lot with this this amazing duo from Montreal, production duo, a duo, amazing writers called Banks and Ranks. So we did a writing camp last year, probably in October. So almost a year, well, just over a year ago, actually. And we've been writing a bunch of like really heavy dance music. Like there's a song called "Still Dancing" that I released, which is about isolation. And it was a bit more serious and a little darker. And it was during the third lockdown. So everyone was feeling pretty tired and pretty, you know, so I remember coming into the studio the day that we wrote Control Alt Delete and saying, you know what, guys, let's just have fun. Let's just write something, maybe not necessarily lyrically, you know, genius or anything, but just something just fun that people can get down to and laugh with and dance to. And Control Alt Delete was born. And with my friends, like, we have this tradition of them coming in for the tail end of the session, and they're like the meter. If they freak out over it, I'm like, okay, we got something, it's good. And if they're like, eh, it's just okay, then I'm like, not so sure about that. So they came in at the end of the session for Control Alt Delete, and they loved it. I had them hop on the gang vocal that you hear in the pre-chorus of the song. And they also were heavily involved in the music video, which was so much fun. My friend Pam actually choreographed it. And so it's just really, really fun to have like this group of super supportive artistic friends, and just love to have them come in whenever we can and to collaborate in a way, even if it's just their energy.
That's the word. It's the energy. Because even as a listener, when I hear the song, I'm like, I want my friends to be here right now.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
So is this going to be part of an EP or an album? Or is this just hey, here's a fun song.
There's definitely an EP coming and Control is a part of it.
Okay. All right. That's enough to work with to, like, you know, dangle the carrot. We talked a little bit, you touched on the past year, I mean, almost 2 years now of it being just this emotional roller coaster, but I want to know what your relationship with dance music is and has been, because even in this just like rocky time for the world, you're like, no, here are songs that are just going to be, you know, get you in a dancing mood. You're going to want to turn them up. So what's your relationship with dance music?
Oh, my love affair with dance music. It's always been there. I remember falling in love with it for the first time when I was 16 at this club in Montreal that hopefully will still exist. It hasn't reopened yet. It's called Velvet. And it's this experience where you go down into almost a cave and there's like just candles dripping in the walls and like taxidermy. It's like it's a very eerie place, but it's a house music venue. It's an electronic venue. And I remember going to one of those shows for the first time, and I had only really seen shows at the Bell Center. It was like the first intimate show that I went to, the first dance show that I went to. And I remember it was just like, it's the first time I really felt true euphoria, and I was connected to everybody around me. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is lightning in a bottle. So from that point on, I've just been so in love with dance music. And like, I just hope that I can create music that made me feel the way I did the first time I heard it live when I was 16.
I love that. And I did read earlier in the year that you took to writing songs in your bathtub. Is that still happening?
Oh, the bathroom is great. Reverb, always go to. I actually, funny thing about bathroom reverb, like every sounds the best in the shower, but it's funny because I was in London last month and we got to, you know, work in Mark Ronson's old studio. And I went to the bathroom on a break and I realized that he had a whole like mic set up in there. And I was just like, wow, this is genius. He's recording the natural reverb the way that we love it. And yeah, it's just very cool. So yeah, bathroom, great.
Just leaning into it.
Lead into it all the way.
Okay, so to get to know you a bit better, I read on your TikTok that you have an undying love for all things horror, right?
I do.
So you like the scary movies. I wanted to know how you would handle horrifying situations that happen every day, just in our day to day. Okay. So I'm going to list off some scenarios that you either, I don't know, you would run away from them. You would control all, delete them. You would just get out, or hey, maybe you can work with them. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So Rev, you receive a text message from your best friend that says, hey, can we talk? What do you do?
Anxiety, 1,000 calls to them right away.
Okay. You're handling it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's the kind of thing, like throw gore at me, no problem. Fake blood, like whatever it may be. But when it comes to just like friends and confrontation or potential confrontation, I'm like, that to me is the real horror.
Yeah. No, I feel that on a soulful level. Okay. These might not be great then. You're at a music festival and your favorite artist is about to go on. And then you realize your phone's on 1%.
You know what? I don't mind that.
Okay.
Because I, especially at a show, you got to be in the moment, and I would embrace it. And I'd be like, you know, 1%, I was meant to just be immersed in this. That was the ultimate truth of today.
Okay. You're on an airplane. You're in the middle seat. Realize people on both sides of you want to talk.
You know what? Grab a glass of wine and make conversation. That's it. That's it. I'm also very, speaking of fears and horror, flying is definitely at the top of like my list of fears. I've gotten a lot better, but like any sort of like comfort, if the strangers were friendly, I'm all for it. I'm into it.
It's kind of like a good distraction.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How would you handle this one? You accidentally send a scandalous text message to the wrong person.
It's happened. Not scandalous, but like just, you know, sending the wrong text. I mean, we've all done it. I'm so paranoid. Like even when I talk about like I'm like mega paranoid. Like if I talk about something really sensitive with a friend, like I'll turn my phone on airplane mode. It's really bad. But I just, you know what? I would just come clean, or I would try and play it off and just be like, he said this, or like, I don't know what I would do. Like it's not like a blanket kind of response. It's just like kind of an individual response, but I think just owning it.
Okay, last but not least, you have this wonderful long conversation with someone you're sure you've met before. Afterwards, realize you called them the wrong name the entire time.
I've done it.
No!
I've done it. I just pray that it goes away. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on the context. But yeah, that's definitely a nightmare that's been realized a few times. Not often, but it happened to me about a month ago. And I someone told me the next day, I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
No, just need a comforter to curl up.
That's it. I'm just going to hide forever. This is the hole that I live in now.
Yeah. Oh, Rev, it was such a pleasure to meet you and talk to you. And now we have some, I guess, more new music to look forward to now that we know the Control Alt Delete is part of something. But in the meantime, congratulations on such a big year.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.